Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about breaking free from emotional eating, a guide to regaining control. Emotional eating is a common response to the highs and lows of life, where food becomes more than just nourishment, it becomes a source of comfort, a distraction, or even a reward. Whether you're feeling stressed, lonely, bored, or even happy, reaching for a snack can seem like an easy way to manage emotions. However, this habit can lead to unhealthy eating patterns and a complicated relationship with food. Getting to know the nature of emotional eating, why it happens, and how to break free from its cycle is crucial for maintaining both your physical and mental well-being. In this article, we'll explore the definition of emotional eating, the difference between physical and emotional hunger, and provide practical tips to help you regain control over your eating habits. What is emotional eating? Emotional eating, also known as emotional overeating, is the act of consuming food in response to your feelings rather than physical hunger. When you turn to food for comfort, stress relief, or as a reward, you're likely experiencing emotional hunger. This type of hunger can strike suddenly and feels urgent, often leading to mindless eating or binging on unhealthy foods. Physical hunger versus emotional hunger. Understanding the differences between physical and emotional hunger is crucial in breaking the cycle of emotional eating. Here are the key distinctions. Physical hunger develops gradually. Can be satisfied with a variety of foods. Doesn't cause feelings of guilt or shame. Recognizes when you're full and leads to stopping eating. Based on a physiological need for nourishment. Emotional hunger comes on suddenly. Causes cravings for specific comfort foods. Often leads to mindless eating and doesn't stop when you're full. Can cause feelings of guilt, shame, or regret after eating. Triggered by emotional needs rather than physical need. Why does emotional eating happen? Emotional eating happens for various reasons, and it's often a way to cope with negative emotions or even positive experiences. Here are some common reasons why emotional eating occurs. Stress. High levels of stress trigger the release of cortisol, a hormone that can increase appetite and cravings for high-fat, sugary foods. Eating these comfort foods can temporarily reduce stress levels. Emotional discomfort. Feelings of sadness, loneliness, anxiety, or boredom can prompt emotional eating as a way to numb or distract from these uncomfortable emotions. Childhood habits. If you were rewarded with treats as a child for good behavior or given food to soothe you when you were upset, you might carry these habits into adulthood. Social influences. Social situations often involve food, and peer pressure or the desire to fit in can lead to emotional eating. Celebrations, holidays, and gatherings can trigger overeating. Fatigue. When you're tired, you may turn to food for a quick energy boost. Unfortunately, this often leads to consuming high-calorie snacks. Happiness and celebrations, positive emotions and events can also trigger emotional eating. Celebrating with food can create associations between happiness and eating. Tips to break the emotional eating cycle. Breaking free from emotional eating is a gradual process and involves recognizing your triggers. Start by being kind to yourself and understanding that it's normal to seek comfort in food sometimes. Here are some tips to help you quit emotional eating. Realize your triggers, keep a journal to track your eating habits and emotions. Understanding what prompts your emotional eating can help you address the root cause. Find alternatives, develop healthy ways to cope with your emotions, such as engaging in physical activity, practicing mindfulness, or talking to a friend. Practice mindful eating. Focus on eating slowly and savoring each bite. Mindful eating can help you become more aware of your body's hunger and fullness signals. Plan your meals. Establish regular eating patterns with balanced meals and snacks. This can help prevent the urge to emotionally eat. Develop a support system. Surround yourself with supportive friends and family who can offer encouragement and understanding. Practice self-compassion. Avoid being overly critical of yourself for emotional eating. Recognize that change takes time and be patient with your progress. Stay active. Regular physical activity can help reduce stress and improve your mood, making it easier to manage emotional eating triggers. Get professional help, therapy for emotional eating, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can be effective in finding the underlying issues and developing healthier coping mechanisms. Intermittent fasting and emotional eating. Intermittent fasting can be a helpful tool in managing emotional eating. By setting specific eating windows, you can develop a more structured eating pattern that discourages mindless snacking and helps you become more aware of your hunger cues. To have your personalized intermittent fasting plan with useful fasting tips, get Fasting Companion. Bear in mind to approach intermittent fasting mindfully and ensure it doesn't become another form of restrictive eating, especially if you have a history of an eating disorder. Mental and emotional signs of eating disorders. It's important to be aware of the mental and emotional signs of eating disorders, as these conditions often accompany emotional eating. Signs can include preoccupation with food and body weight, constantly thinking about food, dieting, or your body image. Body dysmorphia, an intense focus on perceived flaws in your appearance, often leading to extreme measures to change your body. Feelings of guilt and shame, feeling guilty or ashamed after eating, particularly after emotional eating episodes. Anxiety around food, experiencing intense anxiety or distress at the thought of eating certain foods or eating in social situations. To sum up, understanding the definition of emotional eating and why it happens is the first step toward breaking free from its cycle. By recognizing the difference between physical and emotional hunger, finding healthy coping mechanisms, and getting therapy for emotional eating if needed, you can regain control over your eating habits.